In this week's Czech Life, my guest is Czech milliner Jolana Kotábová, an expert hat designer who, after many years of experience in the field, opened her own studio in Prague in 2011. Located in a beautiful stone house with vaulted ceilings in Prague's Nerudova Street, her studio focuses on original women's hats, combining both traditional elements and modern. Anyone interested in felt, straw, or braided straw designs with flair should take the time to visit. When we met at her workshop in Nerudova Street, I was able to ask Jolana Kotábová not only about millinery in the Czech Republic today, but also how she herself had pursued what some see as an increasingly rare career.
To bylo dost komplikovaný, protože jsem byla taková jako dítě tvořivá, hravá.
It wasn't easy at first. As a little girl, I was very creative, but I can't say I knew exactly what I wanted to do. The main impulse later came from my aunt, who had experience in the artistic field. As a result, I studied the art of hat making at high school, but really only learnt the basics there, how to make headwear, how to sew, and so on. When I was 19, I was introduced to older women who worked in one of the many still existing studios, who had extensive experience dating back to the war or before. Some of them had worked in First Republic salons when hats really meant something. At 19, I found my new co-workers very old, but they were wonderful and taught me a lot.
Jolana's first job was at a milliner's in Jungmannova Street in the city center. Later she worked in Prague 7. But at that time, in the 1990s, many earlier sites that had survived 40 years of communism began to disappear, hit hard by a drop in demand, increasing rents, and changing fashions. The number of outlets where one could buy original designs lessened significantly. But it was not the first time that the field was hard hit. Jolana Kotábová again.
Before communism, it was widely considered a faux pas to leave the house without a hat. But the 1950s went a long way in changing that, almost stamping out the tradition. Under communism, hats were suddenly shunned or frowned upon as a bourgeois holdover. They were replaced by proletarian women's scarves or berets. That changed again later, but in the 1950s, if you put on a hat, you were seen almost as a provocateur.
In the 1960s, the situation improved and suffered various ups and downs through to the 1980s, but the tradition survived. Like today, there were a number of social events and undertakings where traditional headwear was still considered essential. Weddings, funerals, christenings, official celebrations, and so on. Even at the worst of times, there were always women, both hat makers and passionate customers, says the designer, who stuck with it, for whom the custom-made hat never went out of style. Regarding different types of women's headwear, there are two that are the most widespread in the Czech Republic, hats of felt or straw. The designer explains.
Material is everything, and in the Czech Republic, when it comes to custom-made hats, the most popular are either felt or straw. The felt most often comes from rabbit fur. One prefabricated piece requires four furs. Tonák is a major producer who cuts down the fur, brushes it down, and prepares the felt, and the prefabricated pieces are then used by designers for individual hats. The felt is very formative and pliant when you steam it and holds its shape after drying on a wooden hat shaper or block. After that, you work on the brim. You add decorative elements, which can be beads, a feather, fabric, a bow, or band.
Many different hats, of course, are on view at Jolana's studio, all handmade. I asked the designer what principles guided her approach.
I try to design hats that attract attention and in some cases can be extravagant, but they also have to be practical. The type of hat a customer chooses can be surprising. Some are bolder than I'd expect, others more conservative. But the main thing is that they must suit the wearer. Everybody is different. I have one customer who attracts a lot of attention, who is very whimsical, and in her case, it's sometimes better to go with a more serious design to sort of ground her. Regarding the process of choosing or ordering a hat, customers generally come in with a certain idea of what they're looking for, or we discuss options and sometimes draw up sketches for designs. So while I have my own internet site, it's much preferred to come in and try on individual hats or agree on a certain look.
Certainly, it is one thing to look at designs sitting on wooden frames on the shelf, and another entirely to see them worn. The designer was kind enough to show me a couple, putting them on, and that is when individual designs truly came to life.
This one is straw. It's a kind of tiny beret which you have to wear a bit to the side, but has this great extravagant bow with a feather. It aims to make a bold statement that you can't really get a sense of when you just see it resting on the shelf.
Musíš uznat, že to vypadá hodně extravagantně, hrozně slušivý.
The one I have now, at first glance, has a very dominant brim, which slightly hides the eyes and part of the face, but at the same time is alluring.
Jolana Kotábová's clients include people from all walks of life who share one thing, a passion for original design and enjoyment from social events. According to the Milliner, although there are fewer designers now working in the field, and the country has been hit by tough economic times, an interest in women's custom-made hats remains. Regular clients include everyone from embassy officials to fashion designers. And then there are those who come for the first time for weddings or other events, who discover hats are for them. The tradition may be a far cry, for example, from Great Britain's, but there are still plenty of events where hats have their place, from the annual Pardubice steeplechase to polo matches and various official gatherings. A year or so after opening her own business and returning to hat making, 7 years after taking time off to raise 2 children with her husband, things have gotten off the ground. And Kotábová expects the second year to draw further interest among those who appreciate quality, which at the same time is affordable, not costing more, for example, than a pair of new shoes. Jolana Kotábová again.
Je tady od každého klobouku jenom jeden kus.
It's all handmade, and no 2 hats, even if a series is asked for, can be exactly the same. There are always tiny differences. They are truly originals. Things are good now. There is a new generation of young people who aren't afraid to put something on their heads. And there is the older generation for whom hats have always been important. A year after launching the business, I feel good about the future.
So if you're of the female persuasion, or a husband or boyfriend looking for an ideal gift, and you're interested in hats and want to take a closer look, be sure to visit milliner Jolana Kotábová's website, which is in both Czech and English. You'll find the details at www.radio.cz.